Modeling the spectra of the kilonova AT2017GFO, I, the photospheric epochs, by J.H. Galanders et al. The kilonova, NOTS, associated with the binary neutron star, BNS, merger GW170817 is the only known electromagnetic counterpart to a gravitational wave source. Here we produce a sequence of radiative transfer models, using TARDIS, with updated atomic data, and compare them to accurately calibrated spectra. We use element compositions from nuclear network calculations based on a realistic hydrodynamical simulation of a BNS merger. We show that the blue spectrum at plus 1.4 days after merger requires a nucleosynthetic trajectory with a high electron fraction. Our best-fitting model is composed entirely of first-R process peak elements, senior ZR, and the strong absorption feature is reproduced well by senior E absorption. At this epoch, we set an upper limit on the lanthanide mass fraction of XLN is less than or equal to 5 times 10 to the power of minus 3. In contrast, all subsequent spectra from plus 2.4 to 6.4 days require the presence of a modest amount of lanthanide material, XLN 0.05 carat plus 0.05 to 0.02, produced by a trajectory with Y equals 0.29. This produces lanthanide-induced line blanketing below 6,000, and sufficient light R process elements to explain the persistent strong feature at approximately 0.7 to 1.0, senior E. The composition gives good matches to the observed data, indicating that the strong blue flux deficit results in the near-infrared, near, excess. The disjoint in composition between the first epoch and all others indicates either ejector stratification, or the presence of two distinct components of material. This further supports the two-component, kilonova model, and constrains the element composition from nucleosynthetic trajectories. The major uncertainties lie in availability of atomic data and the ionization state of the expanding material. This was modeling the spectra of the kilonova AT2017GFO, I, the photospheric epochs, by J.H. Galanders et al.